Did you miss the headline and the top story of the day?
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Don't worry, because we got you covered.
This is how we do.
It's the Cattles and Rami
Top Spot.
All right, so before we get to the top spot, talk Kings, talk Niners on this legal tampering day. Last segment, we were discussing Ja Morant, and a little bit earlier last hour, we also told you that Taylor Jenkins, the head coach of Memphis, said, we'll see, there's been inner dialogue about Ja. Here's the latest from Adrian Wojnarowski, reporting with Tim McMahon. The Grizzlies guard Ja Morant has entered a counseling program in Florida. There remains no timetable for his return to active play, Rami.
That doesn't sound like anytime soon, necessarily.
A counseling program. Good.
I mean that, sincerely. Good. I want to see the Ja Morant story have a happy ending.
It's interesting because it does not necessarily tell us specifically what kind of counseling. He's just going to counseling, and he's entered into a program, so I don't know.
Whatever it is,
I hope he gets through it.
Exactly.
And
taking it seriously.
Comes back as a different guy.
Doing the work he needs to do.
Seems like things got a little too far ahead with Ja. And
it happens.
They're trying to figure things out. So who knows if he's going to be back? Who knows when he'll be back?
By the way,
it doesn't sound like he'll be back this week.
Shotgun Willie's releasing the photos of Ja Morant's visit to the strip club. Did you see that over the weekend?
Saw one of them.
Wait, why? You know what I mean? Why? There was nothing.
What do you expect? Do you expect something different from a gentleman's club? It's a gentleman's club.
You're not helping your business, bro. If people don't think they have any confidentiality or privacy when they step into Shotgun Willie's.
I mean, look, if it's a good point for like NBA players and pro athletes and celebrities, I don't think, you know, anybody like you or I would be worried about Shotgun Willie's releasing the photos.
I will not go to Shotgun Willie's now.
You think TMZ is trying to pay big money for Rami Makhlouf picks at Shotgun Willie's?
What if I run for office one day, Nick? You know?
Then we're all in trouble. All right, let's get to the top spot.
Are we? Have you seen who's in charge?
Kings, 8-1 post All-Star break. That's why you'll never get there, unfortunately. One of the best teams in the NBA post All-Star break. The win at Phoenix, fantastic. Kevin Huerter, Keegan Murray, De'Aaron Fox, Domas combined for 44 points. That's it, just 44 points from four of your five starters. The bench was fantastic. Here was Coach Mike Brown.
Sometimes versus a good team, you know, you'll see come playoff time, you got to have those guys. And what I mean by those guys is the guys that's going to go get it. And Domas went and got it. Foxy went and got it when we needed it most down the stretch. Malik went and got it. And then you sprinkle in some of this every once in a while, and that's what we came up with tonight. But we had to have guys go get it because their defense, you got to give their defense credit. They're good, but we still try to get downhill. We still try to finish the right way. We still try to spray three. And I thought we missed some, just like I'm sure they feel the same. I thought we missed some shots that we normally make. You know, Keegan missed a couple. I thought even H missed a couple that were wide open. But, you know, you take them how you can take them, especially on the road versus a good team like that.
Coach got a cold or he's battling allergies or something.
Something.
He sound rough.
Sound stuffy.
Get better, Mike. Look, fantastic effort from the bench. Kessler, Edwards, ladies and gentlemen, 12-7. What he gave you in, 26 minutes on Saturday night, defending Devin Booker, making a big three late. Again, here's Coach.
He's just absorbed everything that we've thrown at him. And, you know, we got him playing in low-minute games. We got him scripted with the third group, sometimes with the second group. He's telling him he needs to get extra shots. And so whatever we tell him to do, he's just taking it on. And I just like how mentally he stayed with it.
Edwards might get his shot, Rami, to earn some more minutes here as we get to the playoffs.
And, hey, look who else popped up off that bench. Davion Mitchell.
Yeah.
Giving you some scoring, some firepower off the bench. If you can get that, man, from those two guys, in addition to what you've gotten on a pretty consistent basis from Malik Monk, from Trey Lyles, we know D. Fox and Domas are automatic and more times than not are going to give you more than what you got on Saturday night. This might be something real here that you got in Sacramento come playoff time. It certainly doesn't help having a couple more guys off the bench that can be useful and helpful to you.
Cattles and Rami here on a Monday, Sacktown Sports. Some other observations from this game, Rami. I thought in the second half the Kings went away from the paint and they went away from Domas. I still want to see more Domas touches. It felt like some long stretches without him getting the basketball in his hands. And you saw in the first half just tons of free throws. That's how the Kings
37 to 22 was the free throw discrepancy.
Yeah, in the first half they had what? In the mid-20s, I think, somewhere.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, that was their offense in the first half. Their offense was the free throw line and attacking the basket and either trying to attack the rim and get fouled or spraying it out for threes with some good ball movement. But I thought they went away from that in the second half, and they were not as good offensively in the second half. So we'll see. Teams are kind of shrinking against them defensively, as Coach will say. We'll see if they can figure that out. Another part of this, Rami, Keegan Murray. For the second time in the last four games, 0 points. And here's the thing. I'm not going to go crazy. He's a rookie. This stuff happens. He's been really good for most of the season.
Calm down, Nick.
But the one thing I will say is...
You're losing your temper.
If this continues where it's like, you know, one, two good games and a complete zero, I don't know how much you can depend on him come playoff season. Now, you're going to play him, and he's going to play minutes because he has to. But... if this kind of up and down going into the postseason continues, we might be going into the playoffs saying, well, his legs might be dead. He might be getting tired. He might only give you one or two good games in a playoff series.
Yeah, I was just going to say, maybe lighten the load on him down the stretch here, especially once the pieces start falling in place and some playoff spots are locked in. He's one of the guys who I might look to take some of the load off and freshen up those legs before the playoffs start.
Yeah, you're going to need him to chip in for sure. So, again, not panicking in any kind of way, but you would like to see him playing some consistent basketball going into the postseason, feeling like, all right, we've got HB, we've got Fox, we've got Domas, we've got Herter, we've got Key. All these guys are feeling pretty good.
Right.
Because it would put more pressure on a guy like Kessler Edwards. All right, so that was the Kings conversation. As we get ready for Kings-Bucks tonight at the G1C, which we'll preview coming up in a few minutes. Meanwhile, in the NFL, it was a legal tampering period beginning earlier today. And the Niners, one of the biggest deals on the board early, man. They went right after it. Javon Hargrave, Rami, is the newest San Francisco 49er stud defensive lineman from the Eagles.
Did not see that coming.
No.
They added to... And I think every fan base or guys who do what we do and in stations across the country, not quite like this. There's only one Cattles and Rami, ladies and gentlemen. But guys who do what we do on stations across the country, when we start talking offseason, we're looking at attacking weaknesses, you know, and major weaknesses. I didn't see him adding to what was already the best defense in the league and adding one of the best players at his position or at the top of the market at his position to what might already be the best defense in the league. It's not the move I expected, but I like it when you look at it on paper and putting him next to Nick Bosa and what this defense could look like next year. It's pretty scary, man.
Fantastic addition. He ranked third in the NFL in pass rush win rate among interior defenders. He had 11 sacks. He had 42 pass rush wins when double teamed, which only behind Aaron Donald and Chris Jones. The two best interior defensive linemen. And when you look at it, you're going to double Hargrave, good luck. You're going to double Bosa, good luck. And don't forget, you got Eric Armstead as well. And maybe Drake Jackson could get going here after his rookie season. So it's a great, great signing for the Niners. And this defense gets even better. I'm sure Steve Wilks was ecstatic.
You think?
Also, Jimmy Garoppolo, he is finally away from San Francisco. He has found a new home. This should not surprise anybody. Jimmy G goes to the Vegas Raiders. He is their new starting quarterback, Rami.
Okay. If that's the route you want to go.
Okay.
I don't know why you didn't just stick with Derek Carr if you had, you know, middle-of-the-road quarterback slated for your starting QB next year. I really thought you'd take a big swing at a Tom Brady or an Aaron Rodgers after waving goodbye to Derek Carr, or you go the rookie route and try and trade up into the top 10 of the draft and go get your stud rookie QB and surround him with this talent you already have and all this cap room that you already have. I don't see how you expect to be a whole lot better replacing Derek Carr with Jimmy G. I just don't see a major upgrade there, Nick.
Feels like you got a very similar level quarterback, but a guy who has been a lot less durable than the guy you had that you let walk pretty much for all intents and purposes. So it was predictable. It really was. You know, Josh McDaniels gets his guy, loves him from New England, knows him from New England. And finally, Mike McGlinchey, no longer a Niner. He signs a big fat contract with the Denver Broncos, $50 million guaranteed, 5 years, $87 million in total. So Mike McGlinchey to Denver. And now we see if McKivitz is going to be the answer or not at right tackle for the Niners. Maybe they make another move. But the tackle market is pretty crazy. So
yeah.
They want to spend a lot
McGlinchey
of money.
McGlinchey got $50 million guaranteed?
$50 million guaranteed.
More money.
Good for him.
All guests come to you from the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. Tonight, it's a benchmark game for the Kings. We preview the Bucks in 90 seconds.
Cattles and Rami.
Sacktown Sports.
Kings tonight, Rami. I feel like tonight's game is a benchmark game. You're going against the team that I believe is the best team in the NBA. I think the Bucks are better than the Celtics. I think they're better than the Sixers. I think they're better than the Nuggets. I think they're better than the Kings and the Grizzlies. I think this is the best team in the NBA. And you kind of got that feel from the Kings over the last day or so. First, let's hear from Harrison Barnes at Shootaround.
I think it's a good test to kind of see how far we've come. Obviously, we saw them in December. We know how that game went, so I think for us as a group, we feel like we're playing better. We feel like we're growing a little bit. And I think it's a good chance for us to see what we match up.
It's a good test. And that seems to be a theme in the locker room. I just have to imagine that Coach Brown has been talking about this being a test because here was De'Aaron Fox.
I mean, it's one of the best teams in the league. Obviously, that's a championship contender. So just the amount of physicality, the size, and shooting that they have is obviously a challenge for anyone. So for us, it's a good test for us.
No, it's a good test.
It is a good test.
Milwaukee 48-19 on the season. They are 8-2 in their last 10. And Rami, really, with or without Giannis, this team has been tough and it's been really good.
That's a really good team. And they just went toe-to-toe with the Warriors for five quarters on Saturday without Giannis. So they're formidable with or without a guy who might be the MVP in this league or is always in contention for MVP of this league. And they're going to throw some things at the Kings that they've struggled with, Nick. When we talk about crashing the boards, when we talk about presence in the paint and not losing that points in the paint battle so badly as we've seen them do before, and a team that while the Bucks do like to run just almost like the Kings do, and they're very reliant on the 3-point shot and playing at a pretty high pace, they're also a team that when it suits them, they can grind on you and they can slow it down and muddy it up and make it an ugly basketball game and play that style as good as anyone. And we keep talking about learning things about this team when it comes to the postseason and how things are going to get more physical and more muddied up and more slowed down come playoff basketball. You're going to get a real taste of that, I think, for stretches of this game against the Bucks tonight, because they will do that to you. They will play a physical style of basketball for stretches and try and grind you down, and we'll see how the Kings react to that. And that'll tell us something about what this team can do come the postseason.
You know, this just shows you where people's mindsets are when it comes to basketball, because when we discuss the Bucks, we talk about Giannis, we talk about that offense and what they can do. Let's start with the defense. This team defends.
Yes.
They are number one in the NBA in defensive rating. They defend. And let me say also that Drew Holiday, to me, is the most underrated star in the NBA.
Yes.
That dude is a superstar. When Giannis isn't playing, he puts this team on his back. He's had some unbelievable games over the past few weeks. He plays both ways on the floor. He's an excellent defender who has defensive versatility. Offensively, he can knock down the three. He can knock down. He really beats you offensively at all three levels. He can create for his teammates. He's not afraid of the big moment. He's made big shots. Drew Holiday is a beast, and he's one of the main reasons why this team is number one in defensive rating. And Fox versus Drew Holiday is a heck of a matchup.
That's going to be a great matchup. And we talk about De'Aaron Fox and what he does in the clutch and what he does in the fourth quarter. Drew Holiday is like the defensive version of De'Aaron Fox. He turns it up a notch come fourth quarter, come clutch time. He puts those clamps on. And if you don't believe me, ask Devin Booker, who in the NBA Finals a couple of years ago, in the closing seconds when Devin Booker was driving to the basket, Drew Holiday absolutely took his lunch and started what is now a pretty famous alley-oop to the other side of the court to Giannis. And then, probably fewer people saw this, what I'm guessing, a couple weeks ago, the Bucks and the Suns were in another battle, and it was in the closing seconds, and Devin Booker was driving to the hoop, and guess who took his lunch? It was Drew Holiday. He turns up the heat come the fourth quarter and come clutch time for his team when games are close. So it'll be interesting to see how De'Aaron Fox, who's been the best fourth quarter player, but most clutch player in the NBA this year, how he reacts to Drew Holiday turning the heat up on him, and if this game is close late.
Holiday is 25-7 on a nightly basis. He averages more than a steal a night. He's shooting 47% from the field. He shoots 38% from three. Again, the dude is really, really good. And when we talk about tough matchups for the Kings, we always kind of start at the same place, Rami. We talk about teams that have length and have size. Do they have big dudes? And the Bucks are a big, long team. Here again is De'Aaron Fox talking about them.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably the most physical team in the league, especially with their length, the guys that they have that are able to get downhill. The best defensive team in the league. I mean, they've been there, done that. So this is definitely a team that you can, you know, test your physicality against and test the way that your defense is going to respond and test the way that your offense is going to respond to their physicality.
Cattles and Rami, Sacktown Sports. And that's a huge point. Remember I said, Rami, on Friday's show, Mike Brown's reaction to that Knicks game in the post game when he talked about how, you know, just the physicality and how the Knicks abused them and had 23 offensive rebounds. I mentioned, you know, part of the reason why Coach Brown said that was the next two matchups, Suns and Phoenix, and then you had Milwaukee here at GNC, a very, very physically imposing team. And Mike knows that. And I said it on Friday, and I stand by it. Part of the reason why he had that post-game, you know, take and called his guys out was because of this game tonight. He knows they have to walk in. The Kings have to walk into this game tonight knowing this is going to be a physical battle, and they have to be ready to embrace that, and they have to be ready to fight through it and succeed against it.
I don't want to keep on making every game seem like the biggest game. And we said Thursday with the Knicks was the biggest game of the season, given they're the 2 seed, they're on the national stage, going against what at that point what was one of the hottest teams in the NBA in the New York Knicks. This is... I don't know if I want to put it quite on that level because you don't have the national stage, but I promise you in that locker room, because he hasn't shied away from this stuff all season, Mike Brown is telling those guys, hey, you want to make a statement? You want to continue to earn some respect around this league and show people what you can do? This is one where you can do that, because they know everything that we know about the Bucks, Nick. They have that reputation around this league that the Kings are trying to build up to, that the Kings are trying to get where the Bucks are right now, and honestly are coming from a very similar place to where the Bucks were not too long ago, relatively speaking. He's I promise you, putting that challenge down for this team like he has all season long. We'll see how they respond to it. It's a tough challenge when you talk about this Bucks team, but I promise you that's not something that Mike Brown is hiding from or just going, hey guys, just another game, get out there and play. Have some fun tonight.
If I'm Coach Brown, I love this. Because this game's late in the season. It is a massive challenge. And the Bucks do a number of things really well that you've struggled with. The physicality and the size, a couple of those. Again, first in defensive rating, they're going to make you work offensively. And with or without Giannis, they're going to make you work offensively. They're also the best rebounding team in the NBA. And coming off of that game against the Knicks, again, I don't think it's a coincidence that Coach Brown said what he said post-Knicks, knowing of the matchups coming up. And the Bucks rebound the ball. And so you've got to be responsible and physical on the glass and paying attention. You can't take any moments of, oops, I didn't box my guy out, because they'll kill you. So you have to rebound. The Bucks are also 11th in the NBA in three-point shooting. And we know that three-point defense has been a problem for the Kings. So if you're Coach Brown, you're looking at this physicality, length, rebounding, three-point shooting defense, and three-point shooting, rather, and three-point shooting defense, by the way. The Bucks are number one in the NBA defending the three. So they're just outside the top 10 in making threes. They're number one in stopping you make threes. This is a tremendous challenge up and down the board if you're Coach Brown, saying we're going to find out a lot about this team tonight. Can they, knowing what their weaknesses are, the Kings' weaknesses are they going to be able to adjust and address those issues against a team that seems almost perfectly constructed to give you fits?
Let me ask you this. Can we, are we too late in the season to come out of this one? Let's say they're on the wrong side of the scoreboard, and let's say the beam isn't lit tonight. I know. I don't want to make everybody sad. Are we too late in the game to talk about moral victories? If they don't win this one.
Too late.
Is there any way you still feel good about this? We come to this show tomorrow feeling good about the Kings and what happened tonight at Golden 1.
I ended moral victories after the 20th game of the year.
Okay.
You were not here that day.
I came out of the show. You declared this?
I said we are a quarter away through the season.
I didn't know that.
No more moral victories.
I had no idea.
He absolutely did do that.
I didn't know that there was a declaration.
Here's the good news.
Okay.
There are some weaknesses of the Bucks. They're not flawless. They're 19th in offensive rating. So they're not the best offensive team. You can slow them down. Now, of course, the Kings, that would take you to play good defense. Will they do it? I don't know. Will they wait till the fourth quarter, the third quarter, then show up?
Maybe.
We'll have to wait and see. But the Bucks are 19th in the league in offensive rating. Here's something else. They stink at the free throw line. They are brutal at the free. First of all, this might surprise you with Giannis and how physical they are. They're 29th in the league in free throw percentage. You'd figure that they, you know, okay, Giannis is not great at the free throw line. Maybe, but they're only 22nd in free throw attempts. So for a team that is big and long and physical and has Giannis,
they're not getting to
they
the
don't
line.
Get to the line. And I would love to see what the percentage of those free throw attempts are that go to Giannis. Giannis has to take many of them. So they don't get to the line a ton. That's something you can take advantage of. Also, busy hands, aggressive pickup points. Because the Bucks are 22nd in the league in turnovers per game. So they do. They got almost 15 turnovers a night. So they will turn the ball over. So you've got to be able to knock down some threes against them. You have to rebound against them. And you have to force them to turn the ball over, which will, of course, create easier offense for you against this very difficult defense.
Can I quick, I know we're wrapping up here and I'm just over, but can I quick get a football note in? Did you see this Garrett Wilson tweet here in the last 10 minutes or so?
No.
So earlier today, Garrett Wilson, wide receiver of the Jets, he had two tweets. He said, I can finally enjoy my vacay now. Y'all should see the smile on me right now with crying, happy crying emoji. And everybody thought, oh, Garrett Wilson, he knows something.
It's going to be Aaron Rodgers.
The Aaron Rodgers deal is going down. Garrett Wilson tweeted 7 minutes ago, I ain't going to fake it. I thought Dove Bro tweet was the news break I was waiting for. SMH, I don't know anything. Sorry about that.
There you have it.
He was just reacting to a Dove Kleinman tweet, who, by the way, just steals other reporters' news and presents it at his own, and thought they were trading for Aaron Rodgers and ran with it. Aaron Rodgers has not been traded.
Thanks to J.J. Simone. Great job. Rami, good stuff.
Thank you, sir.
Kings, Bucks, game night coming up. We'll have reaction to this game. Any more moves in the NFL? Lots going on. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Cattles and Rami, Sacktown Sports.